Well, we have a guest joining us on the phone here today. Josh Perkins with us here today. We're going to talk a little bit about a fundraising event coming up here real quick. It's going to help out the Atlantic Food Pantry. Josh, how are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Very fine. Very fine. You're involved in helping to coordinate a poker run that's coming up here this weekend to help out the Atlantic Food Pantry. Talk about the details.
Well, I belong to a local riding group, just a bunch of guys that have nothing better to do than try to get miles on the motorcycle and do a little bit for the community as we can. And we talked to Matt Erickson down at Vikings Custom, and we wanted to organize something for the food pantry. We know with everything going on right now, the food pantry's really hurting for donations, and it's hard to get things organized with stuff, so we got together, and I think we've worked out something that could be pretty good for everybody.
Well, I think a lot of folks, especially those that ride, know a little bit about poker runs, but talk a little bit about the details. What's going to happen on Saturday?
Well, registration starts at 10 a.m. at Vikings Custom down there. I think it's 309 Walnut Street, if I'm saying it right. Hopefully I got the address right. We're registered from 10 until noon, and we've got a pretty local route. It'll be about 100 miles on the bike. It'll be a pretty nice little ride between stops. We'll have 5 stops in total. We'll end in Atlantic at Fireside, and the first prize will be $100, and the second prize will be a $50 gift certificate to Vikings Customs there, so who doesn't need at least something done on your bike every once in a while. And every 100% of the proceeds are going to Atlantic Food Pantry. It'll be $20 registration fee, and we're hoping to get plenty of people out there.
Yeah. So who can participate?
Anybody and everybody. I mean, if you don't have a bike, you could sure make the stops, or at the very least stop in and say hi and donate anything you can to the food pantry. We will accept actual food donations, but when we talk to them at the food pantry, they'd rather have cash right now because, you're kind of worried about touching stuff from other people. It's just kind of the world we live in.
Yeah. Well, and cash doesn't spoil, and you can buy exactly what you need that way.
That's right. And that's kind of the goal. But, we're encouraging anyone and everyone. There's no one can be excluded from this.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you mentioned it'll be a pretty good ride. Where are you going to go?
Well, the route is finalized, and we'll release that when people register, but we don't really want to spoil it by giving too much away.
Okay. There are very few surprises left in the world. You might as well keep a few when we have them.
Right.
Okay, very good.
It'll be all local communities and everything involved. We tried to keep stuff as local as possible and just make it a fun little jaunt for everybody.
Sure. And I assume all on paved roads. We don't want to shoot them off too far off the beaten path.
Yeah, all paved roads. We're not gonna get crazy.
No. Okay. Very good. Talk a little bit about the event itself. Now, this is a poker run, so they're picking up pieces as they go.
Well, what we've done, we took a little bit different of approach.
Okay.
So normally on a poker run, you have to take a piece of paper and get it signed or stamped or whatever. What we've done is we have different color little wristbands, kind of like the Livestrong bands, mm-hmm. that say Support Templars, which is the name of the riding group. And what you'll do is when you stop at the bar, they will give you a wristband. And each bar has a different colored wristband. So if you show up at Fireside with all 5 of the corresponding wristbands, then you get to draw your poker hand. And we will have the final drawing at 6 o'clock, I believe.
Okay, so it'll be a good long day.
Yep. And it should be a really nice afternoon kind of ride. And we've got good communication with all the bars that we're stopping at, and it should be a real fun day. I'd really encourage anyone to get out there. It's really for a pretty good cause.
Yeah. Well, Josh, you mentioned, too, that you're encouraging as many people to participate as possible. If folks don't necessarily ride but maybe have a ragtop and want to take it out for a nice ride on a nice Saturday, is that all right?
Absolutely. However you want to get from stop to stop is great. And, I love seeing classic cars, or I love seeing daily commuters. Anybody that can get out there it really is going to a good cause, and that's really what it's all about.
You bet. Hey, I was looking ahead just a second ago. Josh, you want some good news? Saturday's forecast is for sunshine and about 75.
Yeah, and we were looking at that, and it's been kind of a touch and go because we really don't have a rainy day contingency. I guess I'll pass along if for some reason something changes, we'll still be down at Vikings Custom from 10 until noon, and it'll just turn into taking donations. But we're fingers crossed. Looks like the weather should be a really nice day and should be perfect for people to get out.
Yeah, we hope it works out really well weather-wise. It looks like it's going to here at this point. Can you talk a little bit about the group that you're involved in and Viking Customs too, since they're helping you out with this?
Yeah, I'll start with Matt Erickner at Viking Customs because, you know, a guy trying to start up a small business and something he's very passionate on in motorcycles, and I think he does some auto work there too. But he's a real good guy. Shoot darts with him every once in a while, and then he's doing a good job there, and he donated the second prize, just all him donating that to a $50 gift card, and anything you want from his shop, whether it be an oil change or, you know, gloves for your ride, he's got it, and that can all go to it. So he's really been influential in helping with this. And then our Templar Riding Group, I mean, it really is, it's not really a closed circle at all. You know, we're just started with about five or six guys that really needed an excuse to help each other keep riding and put some miles on the bike, you know, and it evolved into kind of more community outreach because all of us involved in it we're really big community players. You know, our local community is everything to us, and we're going to try to do everything we can to help along the way, and this is one way we can reach out and kind of give back.
Yeah, well, helping the food pantry sure meets that mission. What was the response when you talked to the folks at the food pantry? Pretty happy?
Absolutely. Well, you know, and you know how it is. I remember growing up, you know, between school and Boy Scouts and, you know, any sports groups, I would probably be involved with three or four food pantry stuff a year, and most of those things just haven't been able to happen when the world stopped in March. So did the fundraisers, but the demand for food didn't. And we're really blessed to have a nice community in Atlantic, and we don't often think about the less fortunate sometimes, and that they're still in great need. And we're getting, you know, these months here are usually pretty high demand because people aren't thinking about it until, you know, you start thinking about it again in Thanksgiving for food pantry donations, and you don't really think in September, October, but with kids going back to school now, and you know, everybody, that the need is great, and we're hopefully able to help, and we're looking for the community to help as much as we can.
All right, very good. So once again, Josh, give them the details. What do they need to do on Saturday?
All right, Saturday 10 to noon, come down to Vikings Customs, get registered, $20, sign up and go on a really good five-stop poker run that'll take you around the area and bring you back to Atlantic there at Fireside. And we're going to draw at 6 p.m. We'll announce the winner at 6 p.m. for the poker run. And the first prize is $100. Second prize is a $50 gift certificate to Vikings Customs. And 100% everything's going to the food pantry.
Very
good.
So
you'll get a good run out of it. And hopefully it'll be a real nice day.
You bet. And if anybody has any questions, how can they get a hold of someone?
Go ahead. We have a Facebook page for our riding group.
Okay.
Templar Riding Group. I think if you search on Facebook, you'll always see it. I'm a dinosaur. I don't have Facebook, so I'm not sure. But otherwise, you can get a hold of me at 712-254-1537. Josh Perkins, I'd be glad to answer any questions. And you can also get a hold of Austin Ryan. He's the president of our riding group. And you can get a hold of him at 712-254. And if I can get the contact to pop up, I think it's 3422.
All right.
Is how you can get a hold of Austin. But yeah, search on Facebook there. And, you know, and if you want to reach out to us by phone, great. We'll be glad to answer any questions.
Okay, very good. And again, $20 is the registration fee, but if somebody decided they'd like to drop a little more than that on the table to help the food pantry, that'd be okay too, right?
absolutely every, like I said, 100% everything's going to the food pantry, and we're, you know, we're just looking to try to do as much as we can, and hopefully everything will work out.
You betcha. Well, Josh, thank you so much for the time here today, and you and your group for everything that you're doing. I know they all appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.